اللهم حبب إلي في الإحسان وكرم إلي فيه الفسوق والعصيان وحرم علي فيه السخط والنيران بعونك يا غياث المستغيثين بعونك يا غياث المستغيثين بعونك يا غياث المستغيثين.
O Allah, on this day make me love goodness, and on this day make me dislike immorality and disobedience. And on this day, bar me from anger and the fire of hell. By your help, O the helper of those who seek help. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Here we are at the 11th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. And today our topic from Ramadan Reflections is on the spiritual benefaction to perform goodness, to perform acts of goodness. Now, we know as believers and really as human beings, generally speaking, that one of the noble human traits is the performance of good actions to help our fellow human beings, to take care of other people, to take care of really the entire world of creation. And this is a trait which all of us need to be actively pursuing on a regular basis to ensure that we are always performing acts of goodness. A hadith, we have a saying from the Infallible states the following: the peak of true faith is to have the temperament of goodness with people. This hadith, the saying, shows us that true faith, that the true perfection of one's belief and submission to the Almighty Creator cannot come about except with showing goodness to all of humanity. This saying doesn't tell us to be good to only believers or people from our own community, people from our own geographic location, but rather it tells us all of humanity. It doesn't differentiate amongst people based upon their color or their creed or their economic status. When we reflect on the Quran, we see that Allah has told us in many different instances the importance of doing good actions, of being a benevolent, of being a very a helpful member of our society. In chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 195, we read the following from a larger portion of the verse: and be virtuous. Indeed, Allah loves the virtuous. Again, we see in this verse of the Quran the importance of being a virtuous individual, one who performs acts of goodness. So much so that Allah says that He loves those individuals, meaning that His pleasure, His contentment, in essence, His paradise is contained within people, or is contained within people who perform acts of goodness to society on a whole. Going back to another tradition, a saying that we have from our Infallibles, we hear the following from them. We have been told that one of the Infallibles has said, a person who shows goodness to other people will see a good outcome in one's life. This is that saying that we have in English, that what goes around comes around. That if you want people to be good to you, that you need to be good to other individuals. And this tradition tells us that if we want goodness to be reciprocated to us, then we have to be people who are putting forth acts of goodness, of kindness, of compassion, of mercy to other people within the society. We end with one final quotation, this from the Noble Quran, in chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 56. In this passage, Allah tells us the following. He says, indeed, Allah's mercy is close to the virtuous ones, those who perform acts of goodness. So if we are looking for the rahmah, the mercy, the compassion of Allah, we have an ingredient of what to follow, and that is to ensure that we are performing acts of goodness, of virtue, And when we are able to get to that level, we will see the mercy of Allah overcome us and envelop us, and we will be within the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.